Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I have the Popcorn Remix Kings. Can I say that? Popcorn Remix King?
I mean, you just said
the king. It's the remix.
The remix. You know, I love Black people. We know how to put a spin on the name. You know, Popcorn Remix. You know, we're gonna put it. They've taken popcorn and made it hip hop. Well, it's Greg Bowman and Richard Raymond. They're in the studio and they're Popcorn Remix owners. I want to hear their story. I tasted their popcorn and I invited them into studio. Premier Gourmet Popcorns is in Metro Atlanta and you can order online, correct?
Yes, you can at popcornremix.com.
Gee, they quick. Don't have to talk to these folks. What started out as a boutique popcorn shop has now snowballed into the place to be. In less than 16 months of doing business, Popcorn Remix has secured residencies at the Maple House Amphitheater. That's in Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the GICC, which is the Georgia International Convention Center. That's by the airport.
Yes, sir.
At Hartsfield Airport, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then the Gateway Arena, was the home of the Atlanta Dream.
Yes, and the College Park Skyhawks.
Is that where the... okay, cool. And then the that's the G League, right?
Yes.
That's the Ignite, right?
No, Ignite is another city.
Another city?
It's the Skyhawks. It's
The Skyhawks, right. That's the Atlanta team, yes. Right? The Skyhawks. Okay, cool. Just trying to get everything together. With over 50 flavors...
Nah, we got more than that.
The Baskin Robbins of popcorn.
Hey, man. Hey, they gave me a card. It is outdated already. Okay.
I got more shoes than you got designer socks.
No. Don't go there.
I know you got a lot of socks.
There you go, man. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Greg Bowman, who I do know.
Ryan Richmond, who I finally know,
to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the Popcorn Remix Kings.
That's my new uncle. For the record, this is my new uncle right here. You know, we already here for an arm around me three times. I done talked to him more than I talked to my own father. I just known him 15 minutes.
Hey, brother, I appreciate that because it's about a comfort zone.
It is.
First of all, I'm just tell you something. Get their voices together because, you know, Greg, and then I'm going to say their names before they talk a lot of times. Right. So you reference where that. For those nuggets they're going to drop on you on this call is coming from. When I start with you, Ryan, okay, you currently have a business in the Atlanta market, correct?
Correct. I do have another business called Extreme Paintball Conyers, owned by myself and two other gentlemen, and I'm also an analyst for Coca-Cola. That's my job, you know, my 9 to 5.
You're an analyst. What do you mean?
For Coca-Cola, logistics analyst. I do a lot of the transportation for Coca-Cola on the West Coast, in California, shipping and delivering of the products that they give to all the stores and so forth. So that's my job. I've been there 10 years working for Coca-Cola as well.
Okay, cool. Greg.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little background on you.
Background on me, Greg Bowman. I'm 25-year music veteran, you know, walked away about 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. just wasn't really interested or feeling the content or the direction in which the music industry was going. So
what is the, I'm just sure, what is the direction? Because when I was, because I tied to music 2000, right. Steve Harvey and I, we was on the right. Morning Drive in LA, then syndicated nationally, which is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Record labels had a voice in the industry. Now social media seems to be the dominant
media,
voice.
Social media runs it, and it's so independent. It's like, you know, I come up from the era when lyrics mattered. You know what I mean? Like, when songs had substance. Like, you think about it. Can You Stand the Rain is what? 38 years song, old now?
That's my and them song. Guys and that's still, a popcorn remix.
I got the record.
Popcorn remix.
Popcorn love. I got the song about popcorn love.
Those guys are still touring off that one album, basically.
Right,
so
right,
it's like,
right.
You know, I'm just a content guy.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You, boy, Can You Stand the Rain?
Can You Stand
boy,
the
you
Rain?
Boy, you almost turned this conversation to somebody else.
We want to hit the moves?
I got two records of the same Indie Heartbreak. I got two albums.
Right. You know, that's the beauty. How did y'all come up, Ryan and Greg, Popcorn Remix? How did you come up with that name?
The name, yes, okay, sir. Not the story. Okay, the name. My wife came up with the name. That's my beautiful wife. She's actually our third partner. Her name is Kianisha Richmond. Mm-hmm. She's an educator. She loves the kids. She's actually the youngest principal ever in Rockdale County. Starting this month.
Okay, yeah, congratulations, month. Man.
So yeah, she actually came up with the name after the whole concept and the idea. After I brought the idea and the concept to her.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to go back to the story. Everything starts with an idea, concept. You know. Quality control. You brought some of the popcorn samples to the staff. They you know, it was like, you know, it was that Oliver with it.
More power.
They put their hands out and cup for mash formation.
Oliver Twist.
And then boom, popcorn filled up, refill. Popcorn refill. Before we get started, how did you come up with the idea and then you took it to Greg? Popcorn Remix. Before Popcorn Remix, just the whole idea.
Long story short.
Because your business is only 16 months old. Correct?
16 months old. May 21st, 2022 is when we opened our doors for our shop in Conyers, Georgia. My grandfather passed away. Beautiful, wonderful man. Man, I've never seen upset, never saw raise his voice. Worked as a trash man all his life, but he's a wonderful, wonderful man. Wonderful father to my mother and her sisters and her brothers. But I went to his funeral in Peoria, Illinois, last January.
Richard Pryor Country.
Mm-hmm. Called my mom out her name when she was 16 on Wheatham Street. And it was snowing, and I've been in Georgia 23 years, so I don't drive in snow anymore. I don't do snow, and I got snowed into a popcorn shop.
You got snowed into
a popcorn shop.
So was the snow so bad that you just ran in and just hung in there? Or
I don't know if it was so bad, but I wasn't driving in it. You know, I wasn't going nowhere. Not in that rental car. No, not in my name.
But
it was snowing enough for me to say, I need to sit down for a couple hours.
Right, in the popcorn.
In a popcorn shop. And it's owned by two wonderful people. And I was just speaking with them and just looking around, asking a lot of questions. And a light turned on. And I was like, man, you know, I think I can do this.
Right.
And brought the idea back to Atlanta. Told my wife, I got a crazy idea here. And I need you to follow me. And she said, baby, I got your back. And
okay. Now, there's always recipes. Like I say, mm-hmm. You know, everybody who follow me on social media know I cook. I'm a foodie. Mm-hmm. And I made, you know, my version of the Cracker Jacks popcorn. Nowhere near what y'all doing. Not even close. And mine is good, but what y'all doing is something else.
Mm-hmm.
How did y'all, you know, not giving away secrets, how did y'all sat down and come up with a recipe or formula for the brand that you're distributing that's right now, everybody is, that's so in demand, that Popcorn Remix?
Okay. But first off, let me see. So you know how to fry them cube steak and leave a little crumbs in the skillet and add a little water and onions and get that fork and get that gravy.
Absolutely.
You know how to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You said you was a foodie. Okay.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure. We went to some steak and shrimp. And
I'm living onions guy.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure of that first. But with the people that I met, like I said, they were very, very supportive. We talked, you know, about a strategy for me to kind of do that here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we partnered, so to speak.
Okay, great.
So
they are doing that up in PR.
They have popcorn.
Right.
But they're not the remix.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a lot of popcorn in the world.
Like
you know the G word. You know the G word that everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the airports and so forth. It's a lot of popcorn.
Right.
But you know,
it's not the remix.
You know, we have jambalaya. We have jerk chicken. King crab legs.
Banana pudding.
Hot wing and lemon pepper.
That's Greg over there doing background.
Yeah. No, he's foreground. He's doing the sweet. He's doing the specialties. I was doing the sweet and savories. Yeah,
that lemon pound cake explodes.
Okay. We're moving fast here. Let's go back to, because you went and told your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whenever you come with a good idea or a bad idea, there are doubters.
Of course.
Popcorn. Okay. Popcorn?
Popcorn.
You going to make a living selling popcorn.
Wait, you know what it is? It's like, you ever been stuck in traffic here in Atlanta and you laugh because I'm making sense.
You know that's kind of redundant. Stuck in traffic.
You look to your left and you see the HOV lane just zooming.
Right.
We're in the lane by ourselves.
And that's why when I came to Greg, because once again, you have a lot of friends, but you never know who's going to really support you. I know you're aware of this. And you got people who act like they're there for you, you know, and then but they don't really support you. So Greg came, I talked to him about it, and he was full steam. He was like, "What can I do?" And it's one thing for you to ask, "What can I do?" But it's another thing for you to put endless hours, time, bring resources, the Anthony Hamiltons, the Case, the Big Daddy Kane's, all this to make this brand what it really is, which is the remix. And that's why we say that.
Okay, now, that's my boy Anthony Hamilton. So what involvement did they have with the popcorn remix?
That's Charlene's banana pudding.
That's Charlene's.
Come on.
Sitting here waiting on
you. You and Anthony were singing together.
Again. I won't leave. Yeah.
see, popcorn remix right now. Popcorn remix. Right? Can You Stand the Rain and Charlene?
And Charlene. Right.
Come on. Which, by the way, is my favorite Anthony Hamilton song, by the way.
Yeah, but he allowed us. We have video on our phone. We met him several times, but he's allowed us to use his name for the betterment of the business, just believing in us.
Right.
You got a good product. You know what? I'll let you call it that.
Right.
And that's all we could ask for from anybody.
Right.
It's just give us a chance.
Right.
And within that, it's become one of our best sellers. And, you know, those other Big Daddy Kane, he has the caramel nuts and chocolate, the taste of chocolate.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
That's his third album,
I believe. Y'all funny to me, man. Y'all funny. I say funny to me because y'all are so comfortable talking about what is happening in y'all life. There's no stress tied to it, there's no fear, you know. And a lot of people who I'm going to use the word stumble because, like I said, I could say that because you kind of like got a snowstorm stumbled you into Peoria. You know what I'm saying? But you were brand aware to understand this is something that you can bring down to Atlanta, which is gourmet. So what exactly, when I say gourmet popcorn, what exactly is that, Ryan?
Gourmet popcorn is, like you said, when first thing you come to Atlanta, you think about, everybody have their own visions of Atlanta, whether it be Magic City, whether it be the Hawks, the Falcons. And we was like, we're going to make a hot wing of lemon pepper popcorn.
And that's what we did.
That was the first thing. Hot wing and lemon pepper.
That's what y'all did.
That was the first crazy, that and the crab legs, the crazy flavor that we came about.
Okay. Yeah, first two flavors were.
We had the caramel and the cheese and stuff like that. But we had to remix it.
We start living on the edge after the crab legs.
You know, everybody, you know, even when you make the electric car, everybody got the car. And cars, they all got engines, so that's the caramel. They all got a steering wheel, that's the cheese.
And they all went and said,
we're going to do some other things.
Right.
Some collard greens and cornbread and some chitlin popcorn.
And we have those.
You know what I love about people who are gifted, and y'all are gifted, and gifted in personality, gifted in speech, gifted in charisma. Yes, you got a great product, but y'all have a likability, man.
Thank you, sir.
It's off the chain, brother. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to say, hey, how can I help point you in the right direction? How can I not help you guys be successful? That's a blessing, man. And, you know, and like I said, he knows from the music side. You know, you've been an entrepreneur. You have a wife who's in the educational field, you know, and you've been raised by people who have mentored you to be who you are today.
Absolutely.
Now you have these opportunities not only with your popcorn, but people can get engaged through fundraising activities, correct?
Correct.
Let's talk about that.
Another great segue.
Talk to us.
Well, with our fundraising.
Hold up. We're about to go to the break. Should we go to the break? I tell you what, we'll go to the break because I don't want to mess that up. If you want to talk to the Popcorn Remix Kings.
I sing to you if you're a lady, not if you're a man. I ain't gonna say. If you're a lady, call us up. You know, I sing some more Anthony Hamilton to you.
Hey, come on. You sing me, brother. Come on now. Can You Stand the Rain? That's my song. Now. That's my song. If we had a camera in here, they're going to do the step. No, this is my boys here. Popcorn Remix Kings. It's about Following Your Dream is about being an entrepreneur. It's about taking the idea, getting people around you who believe in your idea and believe in yourself. This is what this interview is about. You know, you can be them, but you also need to have a support group to be them as well. The Popcorn Kings, Greg and Rhyme. Be right back. Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
We're back with season two of the podcast, which means more opportunities to glow up and become a more responsible and better adult, one life lesson at a time.
And let me just tell you, this show is just as much for us as it is for you. So let's figure this stuff out together. This season, we're going to talk about whether or not we're financially and emotionally ready for dog ownership.
We're going to figure out the benefits of a high-yield savings account.
And what exactly are the duties of being a member of the wedding party?
All that plus so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
On McDonald's.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rushan McDonald.
This week I sat down with award-winning actor, best-selling author, and entrepreneur, Hill Harper. He stopped by and talked about how his thyroid cancer diagnosis led to his role as a health and wellness ambassador, teaching everyday people how to live healthier lives.
We believe that a lot of the root cause of cancer has to do with what we put on our skin. Our skin is the largest organ in our body. Mm-hmm. It absorbs everything just as if you ate it. Your endocrine system, your liver, your kidneys have to deal with it. And they said the reason why it'll never be tested, because the same companies that make the lotions that contain the aluminum, the petroleum, the parabens, and the oils and all these things, the same companies who make that are also the same companies that are the drug companies.
Right.
So they're never going to do a long-term study of the effects of their product.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Hill Harper, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. Welcome back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. As I stated earlier, I have the owners of Popcorn Remix. It's popcornremix.com. Greg Bowman and Ryan Richmond. I've had a long-term relationship with Greg. This is the first time I officially have met Ryan and his charismatic personality. He's been singing on the air. He's Charlene.
I'm shy.
Can't stand the rain.
I'm shy.
Yes, sir.
He say he's shy.
He's shy. Right. Oh, really? Really? Look, well, the shy fella, let me go over and talk to Greg, about these fundraisers and foundations and how you guys really engage yourselves in the community and give other people an opportunity for uplift.
Okay, well, one of the things that we do is we do have the fundraiser program where we give 50% of all proceeds back to the foundation, which is great. It helps out, you know, like the sports teams with uniforms. It also helps the parents so that they don't have to spend as much money for these particular programs. So, you know, fundraising, we've adopted how many high schools?
Two high schools that we've adopted. Frederick Douglass and the Ninth Grade Academy over there. And a fundraiser can be, you know, for you to buy some Gators. If you want to do a fundraiser, go buy you some Gators. Mm-hmm. You can do a fundraiser too. as long as you get somebody to buy the popcorn, we give you 50%. You know, you get 50%. But honestly, we really like getting in for the youth football teams that's in the inner city, mm-hmm. because those are the ones that's always, you see them on the corners, you know, out there dancing and stuff like that. Let's not do that. Let's just get people to buy some popcorn. Right. We'll get you 50% of everything you sell.
Right. You know, the interesting thing about it is that, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. It was a number of reasons I brought them on the show. One was the fundraising and giving back, which I think is important, and because we can celebrate your success, but how does that benefit other than you and your family? Right. And this is the way you're doing that and benefit. And that's one of the, and I commend you guys, because what, y'all only been in business 60 months. It's on your website right now. That's something you see at Chick-fil-A. That's something you see at the donut place. What's the name? Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
You know, they do a lot of stuff with the fundraiser type things. And so to say that you guys just 16 months in the business have decided to implement this tool, what does that say about you? First, I'm going to reference to you, Ryan. And then what does it say about you, Greg? Starting with you, Ryan.
We did that from day one, honestly, because we wanted to give back. I wasn't raised with a silver spoon, raised in Peoria, Illinois, single mother. Food stamps. Used to go to the food bank, stand in the line. I don't eat hot dogs right now and salmon croquettes because that's what they gave us for free back when I was young.
Right.
But so, you know, we come back from very humble beginnings.
Right.
But with this business, that was a goal when we first started, was to be able to give back. My first week in business, somebody showed me a cheerleading squad in McDonough that sold $56,000 in popcorn. And they made 26,000 for their organization. In four days. That's how big. If you really got the team or the group around you,
and you do a push.
You can make money. And guess what? There's no upfront cost. So whether you sell one bag, three bags, 500 bags, you still make something, and you didn't have to invest anything. So what's better than free?
Right. This is the approach that you have with your business model for people who want to raise funds for the organization.
For an organization, for your business, for anything.
Right. No, you might want to go on vacation. Actually, we had somebody who wanted to go on vacation. So they said, instead of me just going out begging and asking my family members to send me to Spain, let me just do a fundraiser where they can walk away with something.
And they get something.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we people go to church and the pastor be like, you know, everybody put $20. Now put $20, but you're going to get a bag of popcorn with it.
You're going to get something back.
You're going to get something back.
You're going to be able to see you're going to see something tangible.
You see something.
I love these guys. I'm telling you something, man. Y'all thinking so out of the box is just blowing me away. Let's get back to this popcorn because I know we have like 7 minutes left and they tell me when I... You know, they stopped the music. They stopped the jazz music. Let me talk.
Yes, sir.
There's no music play because the information I give to the community is important. Now, let's talk about the different flavors you have.
Oh, man.
Can we break that down? We talked about the lemon. We talked about the crab. But then I said 50, and you looked at me like, Rashawn, stop insulting us.
That wasn't enough.
You got the garlic parmesan with the fresh shaved garlic.
Man, we got that watermelon.
The hot wing and lemon pepper with the lemon pepper sprinkles.
Cookies and cream.
We got the jerk chicken.
The birthday cake.
The jambalaya.
Man,
the Sin City mix.
I saw the lady dancing on TikTok banana pudding.
No. Let me correct you.
Okay.
She bought one of each.
She bought one of each and walked away with two bags.
She bought
at
one
a concert.
Each.
She was looking greedy.
At a concert.
At a concert, she walked away.
Now, what
took her wig off.
Took her wig off. And pulled it out of her shirt.
Put it in here.
Put it in her shirt.
But honestly, yes. I know we don't have a lot of time, but we make what people want to eat.
My whole staff on the other side, my friends, my producers, they laughing so hard. They've never heard nothing like this.
If they want to see the testimony.
I'm telling you something. When a woman take off her hat. Two things you don't do with a woman. You don't ask her weight. And you don't mess with her hair. So the popcorn was so good.
She came up out that hair.
She came up out that hair.
And put it in her bra. It looked like she had a hairy chest.
She put it in her bra.
But we will try to make it. Whether it be a pork steak and gravy flavor. Uh-huh. We just did this week loaded baked potato. We did everything bagel. We try and do German chocolate cake soon. Ooh. Apple pie. Ooh. We trying to do all
German chocolate cake.
Come to Thanksgiving. Come to Thanksgiving.
Show me the picture.
That's her hair.
We showing the picture of the lady right here. Show me the picture. She came up out of her hair.
And tucked it in her shirt.
Come Thanksgiving, it's going to be a chilling flavor.
Chilling
hog maw's popcorn.
Yes, sir. See,
collard greens and cornbread.
I love chitlin', so you ain't going to run me out of the kitchen on that right there.
We are the remix.
Cake is German chocolate cake.
And that's my favorite cake. I need you to make me one.
We are the remix at 1820 Highway 20 Southeast in Conyers, Georgia. 30013 in the Dollar Tree Plaza. We are at popcornremix.com. Instagram, popcornremix Conyers. And,
I just want them to go see the testimonies for themselves. I mean, we've had people shout. We've had people faint. We've had people cry. We've had people fight. Maxwell and the singer were fighting over the Red Velvet Cheesecake backstage.
Maxwell. Give it to him. Come on, get a note there. Get Charlene. Come on. Work it all out this time. I was trying to go light skin in my voice. Y'all can't see me. I'm dark skin. I was trying to go light skin in my voice. You know what I mean? But as he said though, our personality is who we are as a person. That's why we've stepped in rooms and they gave us contracts. Like the GICC gave us a contract on the spot. Mm-hmm. Didn't wait 5 minutes just because they believed in us because of who we are. And we are eternally grateful to anybody that goes, buys popcorn, anybody that come by and just taste the popcorn.
Right.
Because
and they can't get it online.
We share it to the world. Popcornremix.com.
Now let me ask you this. What is the future? You know, because y'all have big personalities. Y'all have a product that people are buying. You shocked at the growth. You have a store, correct? How big is the store?
The store about 1,500 square feet.
And they can walk in and buy all the flavors?
Walk in, buy all the flavors. Meet the cook, meet Lori. They can meet Uncle Rick. Dance with us, Uncle Rick. He got a chef coat on. He back there playing the oldies, 70s, 80s. You know, every single day you come in the store. So it's always music playing. It's a great environment.
It's an experience. Like, our whole thing is it's an experience.
And the future is what?
The future is retail. So get ready. We're on our way.
So like, you talking about going into a grocery store.
Grocery stores. Walmart, Target.
Right.
That's Lowe's, our next step.
Gas station. Mm-hmm. Wherever Mr. McDonald take us, that's where we go.
I'll take y'all a lot of places, bro. You know, my whole thing is this with you two guys. First of all, just love this conversation that we're having. We engaged in because it's providing information to the general public. Right. There's a lot of dreamers out there. There's a lot of dreamers out there.
Well, you know what I say to the dreamers, Rashawn? And I say it all the time, but dreams don't expire. Mm-hmm. You know, Quincy Jones produced Thriller at age 50.
So wow.
What happens if he stopped at 48, 49?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how old, you've never been doing Thriller. So no matter how old you are, man, just keep going. Dreams don't expire.
And so if people are interested in the fundraising opportunity, they can go to your website, popcornremix.com.
There's a fundraising tab where it says fundraising info. Mm-hmm. And as I stated, it's no upfront cost. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is say, hey, buy this popcorn. Then they're going to know it. And it goes towards
my team.
Put your code in. But you can call the number 678-806-5855. Or you can just call up here and speak to my man, Rashawn.
No. Keep that number over there. 678. They're going to be playing jazz.
678-806-5855 is the number to the store. We don't miss any calls. And that's how we do everything.
And the hours of the store again are where?
11 to 7, Tuesday through Saturday. We take off Sunday for the Lord's Day. We take off Monday for our day. So
5 days a week you're open.
5 days a week.
Hey, brother, look at it. Chick-fil-A can do it. Why can't y'all?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because that means you have a product that people are going. Now, as you come in there and you capture these special moments, just quick, Ryan, what has surprised you the most about your success with this popcorn so far?
The response. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the thing that's captured me the most is the people who are in positions to help, how much they have, how people have kept their word.
Right.
You know, hey, guess I love that. Give me a call. And they actually answer when we call.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I tell my children, people don't have to do nice things. And when mm-hmm. they do, it don't have to be for you. Mm-hmm. So the people that actually reached out and actually been true to their word and the public, their honest responses and so forth, that's been mind blowing to me. What about you, G?
It's going to be the fan reaction. Like, I love it. You know, I'm a people person. So like we say, we batting 1,000. We've never had a customer, and I proudly stand on the fact of saying we've never had a customer to say, I just don't like anything. They may prefer one flavor over another, but they've never said there's nothing here that you have to offer that I just don't
That's right. You hear it right there. The Kings of Popcorn Remix. Fundraising opportunity to go to popcornremix.com. Go there to order online. That's what you say as well. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this. This was a fun interview, by the way. I enjoyed myself. All my interviews I enjoyed, but you had me laughing and you so entertaining, boy. You're a step away from the comedy club.
I'm shy.
But you are shy. Let's stick
I'm
with
shy.
That title, okay?
I'm shy.
Thank y'all for listening to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, and we will see y'all and hear from y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rushon McDonald. Rushon's a 2-time Emmy Award winner, 3-time NAACP Image Award winner, sitcom writer, stand-up comic, and former IBM executive. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.